We as leaders need something. Our ministry needs something. Our churches need something. Unless we discover what that need is and learn to possess it, we're lost. Our vocabularies need to be revised. Instead of preening ourselves over our financial successes and living on the husks of human achievements, we need to realize that we stand on the brink of eternity with a doomed and dying world about us. We need to talk of those things that really matter. We need to explore the realms of spiritual power to draw on the resources of omnipotence. We need to so constantly live in the presence of God that we shall be endued with his mighty power. Seventh-day Adventists should be a rebuke to the world. Instead of living lives like the world and finding our joys in the world, we should set an example to the world in godly living, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let such a work start with us here. Let us seek God truly and earnestly, that the work he wants to do for his people shall begin here with us. Delegates, brethren, go back to your divisions, unions, conferences, churches, and institutions with souls illuminated and on fire for God, and start a work that will prepare God's people for the finishing of the cause and for the coming of Christ. During the days we are here together, let us spend more time in prayer than in visiting and in casual talk. It matters but little where men may be called or placed, or how positions are filled, provided only that God has his way in all these matters. Thus, when we leave this place in a few days hence, we can have the blessed assurance that our divine leader is going before his people, his cause, everywhere, into all the world for the finishing of his work. Let us pray that when the time comes to leave here, we may go with God's great blessing and mighty power resting upon us, and that we may be truly spiritual men, fully converted, wholly consecrated, sanctified, and made ready for the Master's use. May the blessing of God in abundant measure rest upon this body of delegates as you now take over the responsibility of planning for the future of this cause. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Before we come to the moment of adjournment, we must ask the secretary to present to us some greetings that have come in from various parts of the world. We'll ask the secretary to present these.
Mr. Chairman, it's very evident from the cables and letters which have come to my hands that the eyes of our brethren from the far ends of the earth are upon this meeting tonight. I have a number of messages here which I feel that I should share with you. And I have chosen to place at the head of the list the greeting which comes to us from Elder C.H. Watson. It reads, "Deeply regret inability attend, but present in spirit. May God grant you great blessings in conference and abundant power in work everywhere." Signed, Elder C.H. Watson.
Where's it from, brother?
from Sydney. Sydney, Australia. I wish also to share with you the greetings which have come in from our brethren from our Central European Division. It is a very keen disappointment to us that we do not have representatives from that division here tonight. They greatly desired to come, and we desired that they should be with us. We made every attempt that we know how to plead in their behalf with the military authorities for their release and to enable them to come forward. I may just share with you a letter which has come from the senior specialist of evangelical affairs, written from Berlin. This Dr. Heuberg writes from the Office of Military Government in Germany. He says, this is to advise you that the request of the Gemeinschaft der Siebentag Adventisten for permission to send a delegation to attend the General Conference session in Tacoma Park has been denied. The request was given very careful consideration, but the practical difficulties involved in the travel of German nationals to the United States are still so great that such permission cannot be granted at the present time. But the brethren from the Central European Division have written to us, and I desire to bring to you their greetings tonight. To the assembly of the General Conference session, to the co-workers and fellow believers assembled in the General Conference session in Washington, D.C., I send in the name of the Central European Division hearty greetings and words of blessings. We greet you with Philippians 1:3 and assure you that we feel heartily united with all our brethren and sisters throughout the world in the love of Christ and in the Advent message. May the Holy Spirit guide and influence this large and important meeting, and may the then taken resolutions operate to the glory of God and as blessings for the cause. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. A. Mink, President of the Central European Division. I wish also to bring to you greetings from our leaders in our Russian division. We have had but little word from them, but just a few days ago I received this cable. The All-Union Committee of the Seventh-day Adventists and all our brethren in the USSR are with you in their sentiments for this great work. We are praying and rejoicing with you in the progress of your labor in God's work. Your brethren, Grigoryov, President of the All-Union Committee of SDA, Galadshaft, the Secretary, and Melnick, the Treasurer. I may say that just a few days before the receipt of this cable, I received a letter from Brother Grigoryov in which he writes, it is obvious that God has blessed our work in our country, especially this year, although a considerable number of our churches and members cannot be accounted for. He says further, we have already registered 253 churches and 12,560 members. As such, they now live in complete peace and well-being. As the General Conference session, which is to be held in the United States at this time, would say that in view of the organizational work in the Federated Union of the SDA, we cannot attend at this meeting. We are wishing you in this great and sacred work God's blessing and help. Then I wish to bring to you greetings from 11 of our missionaries who are in an internment camp and have been in an internment camp for almost 7 years. Almost 7 years. These are our brethren missionaries who were serving in the Dutch East Indies and were taken prisoners, who were interned by the Dutch government when the German armies invaded the lowland countries, when they invaded Holland and Belgium. When the Japanese armies swept on to the south, these our missionaries were taken around India. And they've been at a place called Dehradun in the foot of the Himalaya Mountains, not far from Missouri. On behalf of all of our missionaries of the Netherlands East Indies in this camp, I should like to ask you to kindly extend our greetings. In sending sincerest Christian greetings to the General Conference in session, we are praying that the Lord may so bless the meeting that they will become a source of richest blessings to the Advent people throughout the world, hastening the happy day when Jesus will come to gather his own and to take them home to everlasting joy and peace. This is signed by Brother P. Drinhouse. I wish also to share with you the greetings which come in from the Southern African Division, signed by Brother Moon, the treasurer of the division. He says, workers and believers in South Africa praying for the success of the conference. Also a further word of greeting from our Zambezi Union, sent from Bulawayo, signed by the Zambezi Union Committee. Greetings from all workers in our union. May you experience God's guidance and richest blessing throughout the session. A further cable also from Brother Maxwell, the superintendent of the Southeast African Union in Nyasaland. Southeast African Union workers send hearty greetings to the General Conference, praying for richest blessings on his work. Another cable from Brother Osmondson, the superintendent of the South India Union Mission, sent from Bangalore, India. South India workers, believers, pray divine guidance on the conference and its proceedings. Another cable from Burma, signed by Brother Manley, the superintendent of the Burma Union, together with Brother Pinji. Burma sends its greetings of love and loyalty to the General Conference, assembled with an expression of deep gratitude to God for being reunited with the world field, and wishes to express appreciation for aid given in the time of its greatest need. Another telegram comes, a cablegram comes to us from Brother M.J. Sorensen, who expected to be in attendance at this meeting, but because of the depleted staff, he has remained by his work. He is the superintendent of our work in Ethiopia. This comes to us from Addis Ababa. Ethiopia waiting for workers. Greetings with Colossians 2:5 from the workers and believers. Colossians 2:5 is, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. Another cable comes to us from Elder Hartwell, who's way back in the center of, heart of China. Central China greets delegates, appreciates the constant flow of loving assistance. Brother Chairman, as these cables begin to come into our office, the General Conference officers, both home and foreign, felt that it would be well for some response to be made to our believers throughout the world field. And there was prepared a statement of greetings to our believers throughout the world field. And it is proposed by them that this greeting should be presented to this, the first session, first meeting of this session, with the thought that this be adopted by this session to be sent out to our believers throughout the whole world field. I should like to present this statement for your adoption. Greetings from the General Conference. In this, the first meeting of the 45th session of the General Conference, we send to our dear brethren and sisters in all lands our cordial and heartfelt greetings. Our prayers ascend in your behalf as we know you are remembering in your daily devotions this important meeting, that heaven will guide in the discussions of every question and in the making of every decision. We want you to know how greatly we appreciate your faithfulness and loyalty during the trying period through which we have been passing. Many of you have suffered for life's necessities. Some have endured persecution and imprisonment. Some have been called upon to mourn the death of sons and fathers and husbands and other loved ones. In spite of these and other untoward and naturally disheartening experiences, God has given you grace and fortitude to prove true to him. For this we are exceedingly thankful, and we commend you for your love and loyalty to our blessed Lord. We have reached a solemn and significant hour in the hour for the Church of Christ. This is the hour of God's judgment. Before the heavenly tribunal are passing in review the records of the lives of the human family. It is also a solemn and significant hour in the affairs of the world. A great, devastating global war has barely come to an end. Famine and pestilence followed in the wake of the war, and the agonizing cry for bread is rising from starving millions in Europe and in the Orient. These events in heaven above and earth beneath indicate the nearness of Christ's second coming. In conditions in the world around us, we see what we have long expected. The multiplied signs of the Lord's return confirm our faith and brighten our hope. Soon he who will come, shall come, will come, and will not tarry. We are standing on the very threshold of the final movements. This eventful and auspicious time makes this session of the General Conference one of supreme and unusual importance. From the far corners of the earth, delegates have assembled to recount the blessings of God which have attended his work during the eventful years since the session of 1941, and to lay broad and world-encompassing plans for the speedy carrying of the Advent message to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people in fulfillment of the Gospel Commission. With man, this would be an impossible task, but with God, all things are possible. His purposes will be carried out, and the Gospel Commission will be accomplished, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. This is the promise of Christ. Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. In this blessed ministry and fellowship, we may have a part. We who are here in conference dedicate ourselves anew to the finishing of the work. And we appeal to our believers in every land to unite with us in a deeper consecration to Christ and to his service. In this crucial hour, the hour of God's judgment, we need to heed anew Christ's admonition, be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. More than ever, we should be diligent students of the word. Received in faith, its gracious promises will impart to us a divine nature. We should earnestly pray for the reviving power of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives. Heaven has great and abundant blessings in store for us. The Holy Spirit awaits our demand and reception. God is more willing to give than we are anxious to receive. Let us earnestly seek for a deeper experience, a more ardent zeal, a greater love for Christ and for those whom he died to save. May the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the enabling power of the Holy Spirit keep you, our dear brethren and sisters, faithful until Jesus comes, signed by the General Conference in session, if you so authorize.
Now it is literally true that the eyes of our believers in all the world are upon this place. These messages are an indication of that fact. And how appropriate it would be for us here tonight in this opening session to cast our eyes out upon all the world and to send such a message to all our fellow believers. What is your pleasure? The motion is made and seconded that we send such a meeting to all our fellow believers. All who are in favor of such a greeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Any who are opposed, by no. It's unanimous. Thank you. Before the announcements are made, may I just remind you of the devotional service in the morning at 8:30. This service, this study, will be conducted by Elder W.A. Spicer. And I'm sure you'll all want to be present to participate in the blessings of that occasion tomorrow morning. Now we'll ask to have the announcements made.
There are a few announcements that must be made. All the blue courtesy meal tickets that were issued to some of the early delegates and overseas visitors have been canceled, and beginning tomorrow, every delegate is requested to pay for his meals at the cafeteria where he eats, and then he may report his expense in the regular way. Delegates have been issued assignment cards to one of the cafeterias. There are also eating places in town where any delegate or visitor may eat. And I wish to call attention especially to the Firehouse cafeteria that is being operated by one of our union conferences. It's halfway to the Review and Herald office, and you are welcome. Any visitor or delegate is welcome there, but do not enter through the firehouse, but enter by the side door where the sign is. I'd call special notice attention also to the college sandwich shop, where short orders and cold, hot and cold drinks are served in the home economics building on the college campus. I also asked to announce that Nick's restaurant near the General Conference offices in the park will be able to care for about 200 at a time, and you'll be welcome there. There's been a big tent pitched here on the campus for those who bring lunches, and any who wish to eat their lunches are requested to eat them there in this big tent, but do not eat lunches in this building or over on the sanitarium lawns. Any lost articles are to be taken, that is, when they're found, are to be taken to the room 3, and you are to inquire there in room 3 for the articles. They will not be announced from the rostrum. There are a few articles lost last Sabbath, and some are to be found now in room 3, including a bunch of keys that somebody inquired for. T.K. Martin, the art director of the Review and Herald, is the official photographer for the session. Only photographs taken by Brother Martin will appear in the official, appear in the bulletin. Not necessarily all he takes, but those that he takes will appear there. Attention of the delegates is also called to a plan for those who wish to speak during the session. The ushers have been provided with microphones for use of any delegate who wishes to talk from the floor of the auditorium, and the microphone will be brought to the delegate just as soon as he rises and is recognized by the chairman. So let's keep this in mind when we wish to speak to any of the propositions before the conference. They called attention to the meeting, to the seating of the delegates. Cards have been fastened, as you've noticed, on the seats at the aisles indicating the seating of the delegation. Each division in North America and each union is requested to occupy the seats to which their name card is attached and the seats in back of it to the next card. The entire main floor of this auditorium is reserved for the delegates and the delegates' wives. If any delegation needs any adjustment in your seating, please see Elder J.A. Stevens. Please have the division and union secretary treasurers seated next to the aisle so they can be responsible for and supervise the distribution of materials for their own groups. Thank you.
There are two requests for groups to meet on adjournment tonight. All Southern Asia delegates and all who at one time served in India and who are not at present serving in another foreign field, please meet following the service in the balcony. The delegates will be occupied for a few minutes in selecting the members for the nominating committee. Please wait in the balcony until you are joined by the delegates. The music committee is requested to meet in the pastor's study through the door on my left and up the steps and then on the right-hand side. The music committee consisting of Brethren Dunbar, McConaughey, Spillman, and Daring to meet immediately on adjournment.
The divisional groups will remember the announcement to remain in your places so that your divisional leaders can take charge while you make your selections. The Pacific or the North American groups of all the unions from the Atlantic to the Pacific, they'll go down to the auditorium below. Yes, all the delegates at large will meet with your divisional groups to which you're attached. Institutional delegates at large and those that have been named here from North America will meet down there, and the same with all the other divisions. In bringing this session to a close, shall we sing the first and the last stanzas of number 255, first and last, following the singing of this hymn. Elder F.M. Wilcox will dismiss us. Thank you.
messenger has come to us, a message which we believe has been indicted by thy Holy Spirit. O Lord, bless us now as we separate and go to our rest, and bless in all the succeeding meetings of this conference. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.